WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Have you been wronged by your nicotine pouches? Settle for sharp edges, rough texture, flavor that drops off. Your pouches are a total wreck, and we're here to get results. Introducing On Plus, the softest pouch on the planet, made with plush, stretchy Nico Silk mesh. That's right, it's as soft as it sounds. So stop settling. Buy On Plus nicotine pouches today at onnicotine.com. Products for tobacco consumers 21 years of age or older. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, Life Strong family, welcome to another episode of the Life Strong Podcast. I'm your host, AC, and I'm so glad to have you guys with us. Today, I have an outstanding interview with two very, very outstanding people that I've had the pleasure of meeting. But we'll get into that in a minute. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode, another podcast, where we say, hey, live life, live strong. All right, so today, I have the pleasure of introducing two people all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. I've got brother and sister. Do I call you both Obafemi today? Because I know, Esther, you have gotten on me about that. So can I call you both Obafemi today?
Actually, we have two last names, so Alabi Obafemi.
Okay. So I can say Alabi Obafemi.
Yes.
Just for today, Mr.
Just for today. All right. Just for today. All right. So y'all heard it. Just for today. On today, brother and sister, I've got Esther and Enoch Alabi Obafemi, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome you two.
Hey, Mr. Chappelle, how are you doing today?
All right, I'm good. Hey, I'm so glad that you guys took the opportunity and the chance to come and rap with us today. I really, really appreciate you guys sharing your time and your expertise and your experiences with us today. So let's get into this. So tell me about, you guys came from Lagos, Nigeria. Tell me about what it's like growing up in Nigeria.
Just like Mr. Chappelle said, hey guys, it's Enoch Alabi Obafemi. Originally born in Lagos, Nigeria, and just life in general, coming from Nigeria is a lot different from what we all know, you know, as just the way of life is different.
Different from being in here in America, or?
Yes, being here in America. Growing up, childhood, you know, culture, mode of dressing, respect, and every just these little things, like, are really different from, you know, what we experienced growing up.
Now, it's interesting because you said respect. Now, and one thing I have known about you and your sister, you both are extremely respectful. How is it different, respect-wise, when you use that term respect, how is it different between Nigeria, Lagos, and here in the United States? Can you explain? Can you expand on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll take that one.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you said that like you said that with some purpose. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, that's something that I've dealt with all my life. I can totally relate with. So basically, growing up, they tell you that, like, adults, you know, they're always right. You listen to them, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to respect. Like, coming here, I have to get used to calling grown people by their first name. That's not something I've ever done in my life.
Ooh.
You know?
Oh.
So, like, when some people say, oh, you can call me my name, I'm like, oh, this is weird, you know.
Yes, definitely. I've had some coworkers that are like 30 years older than me, and they're like, oh, it's okay to call me Jake. And I'm like, my parents would not be okay with this, you know? Like, growing up, you're 2 years older than me, I have to put some respect in your name. And not just your name, like how I speak to you, and just I can't look into your eyes, you know?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Now,
even though when I,
It's funny because, see, I'm I'm a few years older than y'all. Anyway.
Just say that, Mr. Chappelle.
But see, that's how I was raised. So is there, I mean, so apparently there's got to be some type of disconnect between between cultures, between generations, because that's how I was raised. I was raised, there are people that, I grew up, and they were adults. And to this day, I'm not calling them by their first name. Are you kidding me? No, it's not going to happen. So I was raised that way. And it's just, it's almost perplexing to see and hear the type of things that you guys just mentioned, calling your elders by their first name and just the way some people talk to other people. And it's just, the whole respect thing just hasn't been, I guess, the same. But what are some of the cultural differences? Because you guys mentioned dress, you mentioned, there were a couple of things that you mentioned. What expound on some of those cultural differences and how was it? Because when you came over here to the United States, now you've been in the United States for almost 5 years, right?
Yes. Going on 5 years now.
So, and I've heard, I know you guys have heard the term culture shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys experience it?
Definitely. Yeah, but I think it's not in a way most people would experience it.
Oh, okay.
Nigeria is a very mixed, it's with over 200 ethnic group. Mm-hmm. So there are people that speak multiple languages, different food and everything. So we're very used to diversity in Nigeria.
And that's something now, because me and my wife especially during this pandemic, we've watched a lot of TV. Right. There's this show called 90 Day Fiancé. Well, there's a gang of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. There's a bunch of them. But it's about people meeting people in other countries, and they've got 90 days to get married.
Right.
Literally 90 days to get married. And one of the things that just drives me and my wife up the wall, just irritates us, is the lack of respect that people, Americans, seem to have for the other countries. And it's like they go over there and they're like, I'm from America. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you do realize they could care less about that over there. They could care less about that. I mean, I was always taught that, hey, especially when I was in the Army, one thing they did, they stressed it. They were like, don't go over to this country, whatever country it was, don't go over there and act like, I'm an American soldier, so. No, you need to abide by the rules of that land. And they really... I wanted us to get into the culture, to meet people. It was one of the highlights of my life, just going to different countries and meeting different people and eating different foods. And see, you guys had that in Lagos. Esther just said, you guys had different foods, you had different cultures. Here over here, the so-called Great American Melting Pot, I don't know if we really have that. Have you guys... is that the same feel you get over here, even though we call it the Great American Melting Pot?
We get that feeling with people that are not Americans.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
because I see like cultural similarities, like kind of like in the way parents raise their kids, like different from Americans here, you know, like sometimes with Asians or like Hispanic people. Yeah.
Wow. But not with Americans.
Not with Americans.
Wow. So what do you, I'm curious, what do you get from Americans? Oh boy. Oh boy. Y'all, Lifestrong family, buckle down. I heard that. Oh, well. So it's about to get deep.
Yeah. From Americans, it's been different experience with different people. So one thing I try not to do now anymore, like as I get older, is not to judge one, like the whole race by one person's, you know, how one person dealt with me. So we originally moved to Jersey from Nigeria, right, to Jersey. So we just moved to Georgia like last year.
Okay.
We knew. So my experience with people down in Jersey is like way different from over here, you know? I can see like there's a lot of differences, you know? Like Americans I had to deal with in Jersey, it wasn't like the best experience, you know? Like little microaggressions. There are a lot of things that, you know, that we saw down there that here is kind of like toned down a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, because I can definitely speak on that one. Because going to high school, I've had so many questions asked, like, do y'all have taps in Africa? Do y'all have cars? And, you know, it's just...
Yeah. How did you get here?
Did you swim?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Are you serious? Wait a minute. People actually asked you, did you swim?
Yes.
And, you know, like, it's a lot... Sometimes, you know... One thing I try to, like, figure out is, like, sometimes people just don't know, you know, honestly don't know. But sometimes some people just mean it, like, it comes from a place of, I don't know if it's hate or I don't know. But I try to, like, know when it's, like, just ignorance versus somebody just being mean.
And how, that's got to be tough. You know, I'm sitting here and just hearing that question, I didn't come from Lagos, Nigeria. But just hearing the question, I'm like, you seriously, that irritated me. And I don't know if that was coming from a place of ignorance. I think that was coming from a place of somebody just trying to get under your skin. Because you can't tell me. And this was high school, right?
Right, high school.
Now, I didn't go to high school in New Jersey. But something's telling me they taught high schoolers in New Jersey that there's a large mass of water between Nigeria and the United States. If they right. Come on, seriously, did you swim? That's all right, wow, man. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And sometimes that's actually really funny. You know, you get questions like, oh, I know this person. She's Ghanaian. Do you know her? And I'm like, it's just like coming here and asking you, I know someone from California. Do you know them? You know?
My God.
You know, I like when I flip the question back, it actually does sound stupid, you know? And they're just like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, and that's the, see, that's the, I guess the issue. What we see here in America is the only thing we get is the worst. I'll be honest. It's the worst. We get the worst parts. We don't get, technical side. We don't get the side of Lagos, Nigeria. And I'm just using that because that's where you guys came from. But we won't see the part on TV where, you know, it's a thriving a thriving area. We don't see that. All we see are dirt roads, people walking barefoot. You know, that's what we see. And so, now I don't know the person that asked you, "Did you swim?" We gonna cross them off the list. No, we ain't gonna include. That was we crossed them jokers off the list. But there are a lot of misconceptions strictly because of what we see and hear about. And people don't get the opportunity to actually visit, you know, these countries. I haven't visited Nigeria. However, I've visited other countries enough to know that, you know what? That crap we see on TV, that's not legit. So it's troubling. And, you know, just to hear that. But you said there was a difference between Jersey. Okay, I'm not from Georgia.
Okay.
My father was in the Army, so I'm from, here we go, California, Ohio. I was born in California, but I was raised in Ohio. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not from Georgia. So when you said there is a difference between Jersey and, you know, down south here in Georgia, I could only, and I'm going to guess here, and Miss Esther is they're a little how can I say it? They're a little more high strung and a little more direct. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's just Jersey people. That's the North versus the South. That's how it is. I was raised up there, and it took me a while to acclimate to Southern culture. I was not used to speaking to everybody I see. I didn't understand that. So it's different. And so it took me a while to get accustomed to that. So don't charge that. Don't be too harsh on him, Miss Alabio. Don't be too harsh. Don't be too harsh on him. y'all have to forgive them. That's how Jersey culture kind of is. It's not done purposely. That's just
the way it is.
That's just them. That's just them. But not, well, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not giving everybody a pass, though. But for the most part, we're talking collectively, for the most part, that's them. And then you get down here to Georgia, and everybody's just, like, I can be walking in the neighborhood, and I, you know, five cars can pass. Four of them, a hand is going to go out the window waving. And I'm like, the heck? I don't know you. I've got to remember, I'm in Georgia. See, we don't do that up north. We don't do that up north. If a car drives by you and a hand goes out the window, everybody break.
Right.
Everybody break because you don't know what's about to happen. So that's kind of the mindset around that. So, but we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to get into, we talked about, you know, how you guys, you know, what it kind of was like, you know, growing up in Lagos. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, some of the hurdles you guys faced outside of the ignorant comments when you guys came to Jersey. I didn't know you guys, stopped by in Jersey before you came to Georgia. So we're going to get into that. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. You guys stay tuned.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Early birds always rise to the occasion for summer vacation planning, because early gets you closer to the action. So don't be late. Book your next vacation early on Vrbo and save over $120. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.
All right, Life Strong family, we are back with the Alabi Obafemis. I think that's the first time I've ever said you guys' name in its entirety, because you guys told me in order to separate the two of you, but to, you know, because, you know, you guys were like, okay, Miss Alabi was like, hey, you just gonna call me Miss Alabi and call him Mr. Obafemi. This is the first time I think I've ever used your name, your last name, in your entirety.
Yes, this is it.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And you're actually one of the few people that pronounces right. So
yeah, people don't try at all.
Yes. You know what that is right there? That's putting respect on your name. Come on. That's putting respect on your name. All right. So now let's get back into this conversation, because this is getting good. So now, you guys, like I said before, I didn't know you guys stopped off in Jersey.
Right.
Wow. And stayed there, I'm assuming, for about three and a half, 4 years, and then made your way down to Georgia. So I know how I know how up north is. I was there. I get it. But outside the cultural differences, what was one of the glaring things you guys knew right off the bat? Like, okay, we've got to make sure this area of our lives is on point.
Education.
Ah, wow. So now, wait a minute. Now, did you have that before you got here?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Education is more of, it's a must, you know. You get whooped not to, like, if you don't do your work, you just have to show up and just do your work, because if you don't get assignments done, you're going to get punished for it. So
like the older generation don't believe you can make anything out of your life if you don't go to school, you know. So right. School is like, you know, you're born to go to school, so you have to go to school. So that's something we always knew we're gonna do.
Oh wow! So education, that was life. So you get here, and you have this mindset. You have this mindset that, okay, and I'm assuming that just about everybody from where you come from has that same mindset. Safe to say?
Yes.
Mostly, yes.
For the most part.
For the most part. Now, you get here to the United States, New Jersey. What was the mindset like with peers your age in regards to education?
I would say that was one of the biggest cultural shock I experienced. Mm-hmm. Was, I think my first day in school here was just, it was amazing, because I saw the way students were talking to teachers, and it just really, you know, surprised me, because you would not dare reply at your teacher in Nigeria, because you would have gotten smacked. And if you got home and you would have told your parent about it, your parent would have beaten you more.
So we know, disrespect was a no-no.
You guys just say it like it's nothing. You're like, yeah, they'd have slapped you more.
What's up? My dad would always tell us, like, anybody in the place of authority, I don't care if they're younger than you, as long as they're putting you to tell you what to do, mm-hmm. you have to listen to them.
Wow.
And that's something we've always grown.
And clearly, it's for the majority, it's not like that here. And it's gotten progressively worse. It, like I said, me growing up, it was kind of like that, but it's nowhere near that now. Nowhere near that now, Brother Enoch. You said that you said the first day of school, you knew, this ain't right. And and you mentioned, you know, how the students were talking to the teachers and this, that, and the other. What were some other areas, as far as your experiences at school? You know, you come with this mindset that education is oh so important. It's of the utmost importance, and you step foot into the school in New Jersey, and boom, you say, oh, outside of how they're talking to the teacher, what else said, man, this is crazy.
Like, I definitely want to speak on a very amazing part for 1 second. Transitioning from Nigeria down here and seeing the way people learn, you don't learn forcefully. It really made me sit down and I just wanted to learn more, because, like, now I'm in an environment where I have all the technology I have, mm-hmm. and I'm able to just learn, like, willingly, like, it just, you know, it made me wanted to do more, like, do better than my colleagues. And I just like the fact that the mode of learning in America is, you know, a lot more
easier.
Yes.
Wow. You said less. What was that, Esther?
I was looking for the word less imposing, I guess.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, I mean, honestly, Mr. Chappelle, like, it's not all good, like the way we went to school.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say it's all good here either. I feel like there has to be a balance, and this is something we don't have on both sides. So it's kind of not us coming here and, like, trying to bring what we got there and what we have here and putting it together and trying to
make the best of it.
Wow.
Okay, man. So you've come from a, like the word you said was imposing. So you come from an imposing style of education over to a
just very free.
A relaxed style of education. That I can't even imagine what was going through your heads when you started school in New Jersey. I bet you were like, oh no, this y'all crazy. Y'all just don't know. I mean, so did you try to tell any of your classmates, any of your peers that y'all don't know how good y'all got it? Like, you think that this is so bad, but the only thing they're telling you is do your homework.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I did make some comments like that, but people are like, oh, no, you don't know, it's so much work. I mean, like, I've had any issue, like, being in college or having to do work. That has never been something that stressed me out, you know?
Right.
Like, with the educational system here, my only issue is that I'm trying not to lose track of my focus, you know? Because it's right. So easy to just forget, like, not do homework, because probably nobody will say anything, you know? Where I'm coming from, it's not like that. So I feel like for Africans coming down here, they're not really strong in what they believe in. Sometimes they can lose sight of who they are. And that's one thing I'm still trying to hold on to, parts of my culture and things, values and things I grew up with, you know.
Right. Wow. You know, I've had that conversation with other people from other countries, and I think they struggle with the same thing. And I think the term that, you know, that goes around is westernized. In other words, you know, they come over and they fall subject to how easy and how relaxed it is to be, you know, hey, you don't have to worry about, man, she ain't get you, man, that teacher ain't got to, no, man, you ain't got to listen to her. And then all of a sudden you're like, fine, if they don't have to do it, why should I? And next thing you know, you're caught up in something that, that, you know, you kind of don't want to be in. And I've met a few people that, you know, had to pretty much fight their way back to, and it's sad to say, had to fight their way back to the old mindset. I remember I had a student, not that long ago, not even a year ago, but, you know what? It's funny. She came from Nigeria. Do you know her? No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, man. I'm joking. Come on. But she was going to school here, and she got her. She was having trouble passing her Security Plus. She literally went back home because she said, "I can't focus here." She went back home and she passed her Security Plus. So I get it when you guys say, man, it is so easy.
Yeah, Mr. Chappelle, and not even just with school, like, just life in general. Like, back in Africa, like, if you wanted something, you have to, like, literally work for it. Like, I met a couple of people in Nigeria where they don't have water in their house, and they have to walk sometimes miles to go get water to bathe and then walk to school. And it's just, like, when we come here and we see life this easy, like, it's just we have to get on like our best game and just do what we got to do, because it's not this way back home. Wow. And yeah, it's just some people don't understand that's what we have to go through down there, and that's why, like, when we get here, we're always like, we have to do what we have to do because we don't get this back home. And it's
I mean, it's not like it's bad, you know. Yeah. But like, there are just some things that I see that people take for granted here, you know.
Yep.
Like, when you talk and people listen to you, like adults, you know. Or, oh, today our light trip up. Take that for example. That's something that barely happens here, right? But in Nigeria, I had to get used to, like, generators. Everybody has them in their house. Because, like, wow, the light is a luxury, even when you're paying for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So coming here, like, having that electricity every day, you can charge your phone, you can, you know. Wow. Little things like that.
People go weeks without having...
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for gas to fill your generator and turn it on when you need it every day. So little things like that I've learned to appreciate, you know? It's not that I've, like, really gone without, like, the basic things. But, like, some things coming here I've just learned to be more, I don't know, appreciative and understand, like...
And that, you know what? That word right there, appreciative, that's almost a lost part of our vocabulary. I think a lot of people just aren't appreciative. They feel that they deserve they deserve whatever they want. I deserve it because I'm me. I mean, that holds, that in itself has no bearing whatsoever. I mean, just because you're you, that does not mean you deserve anything. But right. Because our culture has become, you know, this microwave society, I want it and I want it now. And I don't want to, you know, and again, it all goes back to like TV. This is what young people see. We see the person, we see the video of the music star, movie star, whatever, and they're driving this Bentley or whatever. That's not theirs, by the way. The house, not theirs, by the way. But they see that and they say, that's what I want. I deserve that. I want that right there. Don't want to work for it. Not saying they can't do it, just like you guys alluded to earlier. But if you want it, man, you've got to put the work into it. And it's you know, it's a sad state that, you know, if something doesn't change, I can only see, I can't even imagine which way it's gonna head and how bad it could possibly get. And I don't even want to fry my brain thinking about that. So now, you guys, now the two of you, you guys have how many other siblings?
Three other siblings.
Three other siblings. They're older or younger?
One older sister and two younger.
So one older, two younger. So now, so you guys are kind of like in the middle. Technically, Brother Enoch is smack dab in the middle. Then.
The middle child.
He is smack dab in the middle. So now I know he caught it. But anyway, I know that's usually how it happens. The oldest gets it worst, and then it just works its way down, and then the youngest, all the oldest siblings are like, you get it so easy.
And that's mm-hmm. so true.
Yeah. Is it true? Yeah. So what are, so if you could, and I'm sure you guys are doing that with your sibling. What are some of the things you try to impart to your younger siblings? The three older, you know, you guys are older. So what are some of the things you say, listen, make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. You do not want to do that.
Right. I'll say one would be one that I know I remind my brother of every day. Is don't let it be difficult for you to say sorry, you know, like when you find yourself, even in situations where you know you're wrong, sometimes it's just good to just, you know, take the fall and just let it go. It's not that deep. Life is too short, you know, to
Basically just know when to apologize, you know, to say sorry. Like I tell my siblings every time, like, if more than a person is telling you something, maybe sometimes you need to just sit back and check yourself.
Oh. You know? Oh, check yourself.
I mean, sometimes there are things you should take with a grain of salt. But if two people, three people is telling you, oh, this, then maybe you need to reevaluate, you know. That's something I constantly tell them.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Man, should check your. She said, he's check yourself. Something's wrong with you. With two, no.
Yeah.
So I mean, but that's good stuff to tell your younger siblings or anybody younger to kind of impart that kind of wisdom to them. All right, so we're going to take another break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things you impart in your own worth ethic, some of the things that you guys have planned for yourselves coming down the pipe, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
We are back, Life Strong Family, with the Alabi Obafemis, brother and sister combination, Esther and Enoch. Now, I'm saying Esther and Enoch because Esther is older than Enoch, even though he doesn't want to accept it. I don't know. He don't want to accept it.
Hey, so, personally, I think our parents lied to us, but...
So, all right. So, Brother Enoch, off the air. We were talking about, some things, and you were about to get into something. And I said, we've got to pause that and put that out for the people. So, can you please speak about what you were about to speak?
Yes. I was just talking about how I remember this scenario of when I was in high school and a student was talking really disrespectful to a teacher, but he couldn't do much, because of what the school system has in place, Teachers can't talk to student some certain type of way. And I had to speak up for the teacher, and I'm like, you don't talk to someone that is old enough to be your father this way. And the teacher was shocked, and he was just like, after class, he called me back and was like, thank you for that, because there was no way he was going to talk to the student that way. And
wow. It really bothered me. That's crazy. Wow. So it's interesting. You say, man, that's, this is sad. It's sad that you put it that way, that, the school system, the rules of the school system, the rules that they have in place where the teacher is powerless. You can be, it doesn't matter. Yeah. If you're swung on, you better not swing back. If you're hit, don't hit back. If you're cussed out, don't retaliate. Literally, teachers nowadays, underpaid, underappreciated, and they expect the world out of them. And it's not for all you teachers out there. Listen, we thank you. All right, you guys are deserving of every bit of respect that you deserve. So, man, trust me, I'm one of those, and I'm not at fault, y'all. When I was in high school, I wasn't the easiest to get along with either. I'm just gonna be real, y'all. I'm gonna tell on myself. I had issues. Well, let's call them issues. I wasn't terrible, but right. I wasn't. I could have done better. Put it like that. I could have done better. So, but yeah. So tell me about, so you're here in America. You, the culture shock has, it's kind of, waned off, and you're getting used to American life. How long did it take for, how long did it take for you guys to become accustomed to life here in the United States?
To be honest, I'm still not
fully.
Yes. There's still a little bit of things.
You discover every day. Like, first of all, the first thing that was a little bit of a struggle for me was like how people speak here, right?
Okay.
Nigeria is a British colony, right? So we speak like people would do in England.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you guys say pants, we say trousers, Little words like that I had to get used to. Right. Cookies, we say biscuits, Little things. And like, I was talking to Elijah, right?
Uh-huh.
So, one of my friends. And he was telling me, I asked him, do you like cashews? He was like, yes, I love cashews. And then I showed him a picture. It's like, oh no, that's not cashew. So, I discovered that what we actually say is cashew. You guys, that's cashew nuts, right?
Well, wait a minute. What?
Yeah, that is cashew nuts. So, the real fruit, I don't think Americans know it.
Because I don't know it. What? Wait a minute. I thought we were talking about nuts, too. What are we talking about?
No, it's a fruit, right?
That's so the seed from the fruit.
The seed from the fruit is the what nuts. Gives you the nuts. Yeah. That's a new thing I just discovered recently. I'm like, whoa, I'm still learning a lot.
I did not know that. Look, I'm one of, I did not know that. There you have it. You just educated all of us listening right now. You just educated us on what a cashew is. We've been eating the seed, people.
Not the fruit.
Ta. See, that's a word. No, so, yeah. So you. I mean,
things like that. It will come up. I'll be like, oh wow, I'm still learning.
And even spellings too.
Yeah, spellings.
In America, they spell color
without the U.
In Nigeria, we spell color as C-O-L-O-U-R.
Uh-huh. Favorite, honor, those words, they have U in them.
You know what? And it's so... Yeah. Oh, man, God. I'm going to stop telling on myself. But I, when I first saw that spelling, I was like, God, these people don't know how to spell. But I didn't, I didn't realize that, you know, different cultures spell things differently. So mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck is C-O-L-O-U-R? Color? I was like, color? That's not color because you spell that C-O-L-O-R. In my ignorance, that's, you know, that's how I was taught to spell it. So therefore, that must be right, right? Well, mm-hmm. you know.
But Mr. Powell, you know something I noticed too?
What's that?
Because like a lot of Americans are not so used to different, you know? Sometimes they don't see it as just different. They see it as wrong. You know, and that's something like, I feel like we just, you know, I would not walk up to a Chinese person and say, do you speak Japanese? You know? So I just understood, like, if you're different, doesn't mean like you're wrong. Or,
Man, look. That is part of the American culture, yes.
And that's like one of the reasons, like sometimes people wouldn't realize that English is not our first language. Because like Nigeria is so diverse, everybody else speaks English. You only speak your native language in your house with your parents. Or with families that speak, you know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So like people would say, oh, somebody told me that, English is my first language, so this should be right, you know, something like that. And then she saw me write. She was like, oh, you write so well. Where did you learn your English?
Oh.
Little things like that. People will be surprised. They're like, oh, you speak English? How? You came here like 3 years ago. How did you
learn so fast?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So little things, you know, I'm just like, I guess people are still getting used to that different. You know, it would really take a lot of time for people to understand it.
But. Wow. Wow. Like I said, you got to charge it to it's ignorance. And when I say ignorance, I mean, you know, the lack of knowledge. And it's what we see and what we hear. And that's the only thing most of us, have to go off of is, oh, man, the only, you know, that I did know that proper English, that's what, you know, the British call it, but proper English. I didn't know that was probably your first language. But a lot of us don't know that. You'd be surprised how many people probably think that when you tell them, yeah, we're from Nigeria, that was the first time you wore clothes. Like, oh, you finally got on clothes over here in America. Whew, you must really be thankful. What? Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised. They probably think it's the first time you've ever worn shoes.
Sure.
So it's I really wish there was a way we could properly educate people on what it's really like in different cultures and different countries and different communities, and to see that, you know, what you see on TV is bogus. That stuff's not real. Right? Mm-hmm. These are some thriving cultures, and because you only see what you want to see on TV, and then you hear, I'm gonna go there. You hear a president say something like, you know, oh, third world countries are blank hole countries. When you hear stuff like that, you know,
yeah,
that happens. Speaking of which, what did you guys think about when the president of the United States said that, when he mentioned, I think once he first got in the White House, he said a couple of things that are just, oh my gosh, but he said, he called third world countries, he called them, lack of a better term, asshole, if you can, you know, fill out the rest of that. S-hole countries. And then he said that, you know, people from other countries outside the United States. He said, you know, they're not sending them our quote unquote best. They're sending us their worst. As people who come from another country, how did that make you feel?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't care.
Yeah, at this point, like, I don't think anything can really make me feel any type of way, you know, when you're just so used to something. Like, wow. I feel like that's your opinion, and what you think doesn't define me, so it doesn't matter. You can say whatever.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Now, here, the rest of us were like mad. Y'all were sitting there like, it is what it is, whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. Well, I think that's another thing with Nigerians or Africans in general. We learn to, like, just take things with a grain of salt.
Right. So. And that was what, you know, kept me out of fights all through high school.
Right.
Because I did not care what you think about me, you know.
Yeah, because they would say a lot of stuff. I mean, my brother had, like, a really bad experience in high school where his counselor. It was in the final, because...
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Nigeria is different, right?
Uh-huh.
I graduated high school when I was 15. I just turned 14 when I graduated. So my brother was in the last year of high school when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were trying to put him back to ninth grade.
I actually went through ninth grade again.
Yeah, because it was coming from another country. And I'm like, why are you doing that? So they made him go through ninth grade. And then people kept telling my parents that you can't let him do this to you. So we had to go complain. We told that we're going to report to the board or something. I can't remember. And then it skipped from ninth grade. They put him straight to 12th grade.
And it really messed up my GPA.
But, I mean, you still did good. It still came out with like a 3.5. But I'm like, there was no reason for us to do that. Just because.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing Africans really face that is not good.
Trying to put them back when they come here.
Okay,
you know?
Let me give you this, Mr. Chappelle. So in Nigeria, the grading scale, if you have a 70, you have an A.
75, actually.
75.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, translating all my 70s and 75 to the United States grading system, I had all C's.
Wow.
And all my 60s, which were B's in Nigeria, turned to D's. And he just really messed everything up. But
yeah, and that was something they did not even try to understand. Because that 75, if you get it, you work for it. Like, really hard. So... It was a mess for a long time.
So they didn't feel the need to, okay, well, why don't we test him? I think that would have been, why don't we test him and see where he stands? They just said, nope, came from Nigeria.
Yeah, and it was ace in the class. Like, I'm saying, like, even when you put him from ninth grade to 12th grade and he still did not have issues in class, I feel like that should have told you something. Because it's not somebody that plays with his work, you know, and all of that.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's something he had to. And then here, too, they made my younger siblings take, like, English. What's that thing called? Like, is it ESL? To say,
ESL,
oh,
yeah,
you don't speak right English or something like that. You have to. Yeah, things like that.
Oh, that's what people have told them?
No, the school. They made them, like, take.
Yeah, the schools made them take it.
Wow. So, wow. And how old were your siblings when that happened?
My little sister was 9 and the other one was like 11.
So at 9 and 11 years old, the school said, you know what? You don't speak proper or right English. So, wow. Are you? And this was in Jersey, right?
Yes.
Shame on y'all, Jersey. No, I'm just kidding. shame the whole state. No, I'm just kidding. Wow. Let me ask you guys this. So, in Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
how did you deal? First, let me ask this. Was there racism in Nigeria?
It wouldn't be racism, nothing that serious. Because there are a lot, I mean, there are foreigners that come there and do business, you know. People don't really, I mean, it's definitely there, but like it's more like cultural things, like, oh, if you're, like, we're Yorubas, right? Mm-hmm. There are other Nigerians, there are Igbos, there are Usas. So me as a Yoruba girl, like, some families, like, they don't believe that as a Yoruba girl, you should go date an Igbo boy or something. Okay. You know, there are little things like that, just things like that. But nothing
not to
really
the point
like
of killing and
or just like serious hate, because we all like go to the same school, like do business together and do stuff together.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, there's stuff, but like nothing crazy.
How did it? I mean, when you got here in the United States, the first time you experienced racism here in the United States, can you? I mean, how did you feel? What was that like coming from Nigeria, where you know, racism is there, but it's not that serious.
Right. I'm not even going to lie to you. I still can't understand, you know, the whole point of, you know, like, not thinking about taking someone's life, you know? Like, it's just, I can't wrap my head around it, because I just don't know what it feels like, because I grew up just, you know, like, I just don't know what to say, Mr. Chappelle. Like, coming here and seeing, like, how people are just being killed and treated wrongfully just because of this, their skin color and mm-hmm. something they did not have like control over.
Mm-hmm. Or just a little things. I think my first experience with racism was somebody saying me walk this way and walking the other way. To me, that was just like, that was really weird. Like, I'm a person. Like, why are you seeing me walking?
And you're running from
like,
me.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do.
I'm not going
to
bite you.
Yeah, that was, like, so weird, because that was something that I've never had to experience, so.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, uh-huh. Wow. But, I haven't really dealt with a lot of, like, bad stuff. It's just mostly people seeing you or just looking, giving you some kind of
actually,
looks.
I have, but see, this is what I do. I just don't pay attention to it. Because, it's just the way when I was learning how to drive, mm-hmm. the lady, she said something about people drive for different purposes. So if you let what the other driver is saying to you get to you, then you're just wasting your time. So that's how I just live my life every day. And I don't care what you think about me. I'm just going to live my life to the fullest. And that's what's just keeping me going and not caring about what other people, you know, think right. of my race and my color.
Yeah, but, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I think about, like, our struggle as Africans. It's kind of different from African-Americans, you know?
Wow. Oh, explain, expound on that, please.
You know, with the whole, like racism, right?
Right.
Or, like, little things like people will talk about, like, cultural appropriation or something like that.
Mm.
It's things that I would see and I can't really relate to. Like, me, I won't get mad because I see a white person, like, have cornrows on or things that I would just overlook, you know?
Right.
But, like, in the black community, I guess I'm a part of that, but I really don't understand, because that's not things I grew up, like, wow. dealing with, you know?
Right.
That makes sense.
No, that makes perfect. That makes perfect sense.
As a black person, if I see a white person wearing African clothes, I would really appreciate it on them, as opposed to saying, "Oh, you're not," you know. So I feel like the way we grew up, like just the way the country and everything is so different. And like, coming here in this culture,
right?
It's kind of like, yeah, I'm still trying to find a balance between.
Wow,
I feel you know those games they play, like your black card taken away or stuff like that. I feel like if I play that, I would get my black card revoked. It's like, yeah, it's really so different for me. Like, it's things I just cannot understand. I mean, I understand it, but I can't relate to it. I don't know.
We ain't going to let him take your black card, Miss Ola.
I hope not.
Don't y'all touch her black card. I dare y'all. Don't y'all dare. All right. So let's, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But if each of you could take 30 seconds, and if you could tell one young person one thing, whatever comes to mind, one thing that could make their life stronger or better or make them achieve, you know, things that they would want to achieve, take each of you take 30 seconds and talk to them or explain how you would explain it to them.
Mm-hmm. A young person?
Any young, or anybody. It doesn't even have to be a young person, but anybody.
Mm-hmm. I would say that things happen. So in the process of things happening, don't lose sight of who you are. And don't let, like, things you cannot control affect your life, I guess, you know?
Right, yeah, all right. What about you, Brother Enoch?
Hey, I have a lot to say, and 30 seconds won't take it, but I'm going to just put it out there. Just don't feel like you're entitled to anything. Just, like, whenever you're going through anything in your life, just remember you have more opportunity than other people. Like, people in third world countries, they don't have food to eat, they don't have clothes to wear. Just don't think you're supposed to have something because you find yourself in this in the western part of the world. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And just work for anything you need. Just work for it, and you know, hard work is gonna pay off.
Awesome, man! I appreciate y'all stopping by. This was educating to me. I was like, wait a minute, y'all deeper than I thought y'all were.
Hey, Mr. Chappelle, I even think this was not enough, and we really need to talk more, you know?
You know what? I was just about to say I've got to have you guys come back and do this again. That's confirmation right there. So y'all must come back.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about, like, the good parts, you know?
The good, well,
because it's not all bad.
Yeah.
It's okay. The really beautiful parts about being here.
I know for a fact this country is a land of opportunities, so.
Yeah.
It is. But, again, we people have got to understand they've got to put the time in. They've got to put the work in for it.
Right.
And
right.
Anything is achievable. So, Brother Enoch, Sister Esther, I appreciate you guys stopping by and sharing your knowledge with the rest of the Lifestrong family. We are definitely going to do this again if you guys would be so kind. We are definitely going to, because Enoch already spoken into existence. We going to do it now. See?
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, Lifestrong family, again, we thank the Alabi Obafemis for coming through and just imparting with us. Again, listen for the next episode in the Lifestrong podcast series. And as always, remember, live life, live strong.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Day or night, VerboCare is here 24/7 to help make every part of your stay seamless. If anything comes up or you simply need a little guidance, support is ready whenever you reach out. From the moment you book to the moment you head home, we're here to help things run smoothly. Because a great trip starts with the right support. And hey, a good playlist doesn't hurt either.